Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here on the eve of the 2020 primary election focuses once again on the rules of the game. Who will be allowed to vote? How will the ballots be accepted? Who can turn in ballots and by when? In 2018, voters passed the Montana Ballot Interference Protection Act. The measure, among other things, limits who is allowed to collect and return another person's ballot. It also limits the number of ballots a single person may collect to 6. The purpose of the act was to stop possible voter fraud by entities who would collect large numbers of ballots, then selectively deliver only a portion. The measure passed the Republican-controlled House and Senate and was referred to the people, where it passed by 63%. The act was then challenged by the Montana Democrat Party and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. They also challenged the provision in law that requires all mail-in ballots to be received by 8 p.m. on the night of the election. They argued that the act itself and the time deadline would significantly suppress voter turnout by disproportionately burdening those who are first-time voters, college students, the elderly, Native Americans, disabled, poor, or working low-wage jobs. In a May 23rd ruling, Judge Donald Harris of Billings sided with the plaintiffs and granted a preliminary injunction against enforcement of the Ballot Interference Protection Act. He also ruled that ballots must be postmarked by primary election day, but can be counted as late as June 8th. Harris even quoted an election clerk who characterized the referendum as the Voter Suppression Act of 2018. Interestingly, a search of campaign finance records found that Judge Harris donates exclusively to Democrat candidates in partisan races. His decision was immediately appealed to the Montana Supreme Court, and on Wednesday, the court, in a 5-2 decision, overturned Judge Harris's ruling and reinstated the June 2nd deadline. The decision stated, since the ballots include express directive that they will not be counted unless received by the 8 p.m. Election Day deadline, we conclude that there is good cause to maintain the Election Day deadline for this primary election in order to avoid voter confusion and disruption of election administration. Justices McGrath and Sandifer dissented. At issue is the integrity of the election process itself. Over the years, the bar has been lowered under the argument that there should be no impediments to voting. Now, we're even allowing all mail-in ballots and no voter ID. Some states are even willing to allow illegal aliens the right to vote. Just this week in our office, we were told of two instances where parents received mail-in ballots for their children who had not lived in Montana for years. What would have stopped those parents from voting those ballots, and how many thousands of other ballots were mailed to ineligible voters? All mail-in elections are fertile ground for voter fraud, and it's time to tighten the laws, as Montanans voted to do with the Ballot Interference Protection Act of 2018. The bottom line is that next Tuesday, June 2nd, is primary election day. To be counted, your ballot should be mailed today or dropped off at your county election office before 8 p.m. next Tuesday. Every vote matters. Please make sure that yours is counted. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.